This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is now completely out in the open. There are headlines all over the international press celebrating the end of humanity. I've got Politico right here in my hands. No more babies. The hormone-altering chemicals threatening human production. But it goes on to say this will save the Earth from the evil humans. How many decades ago did I detail all of this for you? But first, let's take a look at what transpired on last time's episode.
Don't let the enemy get you depressed about what's happening today. As long as you're speaking up, as long as you're standing up, as long as you're saying no to the globalists, as long as you're living and loving your neighbors and being a good person, you're building the human community that is the American dream, that is the Renaissance.
1776 is the answer to 1984.
And this Irishman, who's now an American, he said, listen, you don't get Joe Biden's name right. He's a stooge. And I said, wow, you're right. A stooge is a puppet put in by somebody else who's an idiot, but who's also used to rule over people. So the stooge gets the blame, and the actual controllers don't get the blame for the crimes they're committing. He said, that's exactly right. He is a puppet. He is an imposter. He is a fraud. So everybody should look at the different definitions of stooges and understand what that is. That's what he is.
So I want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about, and for recommending these two women for promotion.
You know, the Dune books by Frank Herbert are amazing. The movie by Lynch was powerful, but also cheesy in parts. But it's accurate as a historical fiction reference to some of the things that have actually happened in the real world. And if you notice, Baron Harkonnen, he's supposedly losing control of the planet Arrakis with a spice, which is basically life extension technology, the ethos of the globalist, eternal life. But really they're just setting up the main rival of the Emperor, Duke Atreides. But before, you know, after he set up Atreides and his sons were thrown out of the desert and all the rest of it, he sends in the Beast Raban, his nephew, to squeeze and attack and destroy all his opposition. But then he removes him later, gives him the blame, and puts in Fade Raban, who he really wants to be his main heir, as the savior. So that they put him under tyranny this high, and then Fade comes in, and the tyranny's still really high. They would have hated Fade, but because the tyranny was so much higher before, they now accept that new benchmark of tyranny.
Fade. Raban. Go. Quiet. No other great house of the Landsdrad must ever know of the Emperor's aid to the Baron. The entire Landsdrad would turn against the Baron and the Emperor.
Put the pick in there, Pete, and turn it round.
And that's what you do with a stooge who you put in as a viceroy or a vice king. And the Romans would do this, the British Empire would do this, the French would do this. It's in the history books. That they would come in, oppress a group, take them over, put in somebody to be unpopular, to squeeze and be a tyrant. Then their own publications and own heralds would demonize that person, remove them, sometimes chop their head off, and then bring in the new tyrant who would loosen up some of the controls, but not as much as it was before they invaded. So again, you tighten down, then you loosen up, but not as much as you did before. And that's where a stooge comes in. And that's really what Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is a stooge. Joe Biden is a puppet. We should all start calling him Joe Biden stooge. So that said, they brought him in. They're going to blame him for all the collapse of the economy.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice. When the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, March 16th. The year is 2021. We are no longer in beta. We are now under globalist attack. The planetary depopulation has begun. We have cracked the code on their exact operations. What is going to unfold, and how to stop them. It's going to become increasingly obvious to everyone that we're inside a world government extermination operation. Now, you're expecting people to resist that and fight that once they figure it out, and they are going to. But a large portion of people will actually join with it once it's evident. They will actually go under mass Stockholm syndrome and actually consciously serve the evil. So we are far from out of the woods, but we got a jump on the enemy. And we're able to warn people about their exact plans for decades ahead of it happening. Let me give you some of the incredibly serious headlines today. Top scientist warns. Top vaccine scientist warns the world, halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately, or, quote, uncontrollable monster will be released. We're breaking that down coming up today. Here's Politico. No more babies. The hormone-altering chemicals threaten human production. Sperm counts are set to reach zero by 2045. Leading scholar breaks down. They go on to say this is good to save the earth because humans are bad. There's a looming solution to all humanity's problems. By 2024, most men may no longer be able to reproduce because of chemicals in the water. Where did you hear that before? 2016, Alex Jones, radio host, who wants Piers Morgan deported, says government creating gays with chemicals. That's not actually what I said. I said that this is a mass chemical operation in other animals. It makes them be attracted to the same sex. What are the sperm telling us? New York Times suddenly admitting I'm right. It goes on and on. Now they're creating a sperm vault to house it on the moon because of total collapse. They've already built a Rockefeller-backed, UN-backed seed ark in the Arctic. And then we've got the Wall Street Journal article that you guys will print for me again, please, with the headline, Looking Forward to the End of Humanity, or the NBC headline, about how top globalists are going to save us by getting rid of humans and merging us with machines that won't produce the devil gas, carbon dioxide, that plants breathe. I don't know if aliens run this, but it sounds like an alien script from a movie where they come here, buy off the establishment for life extension, but they've got to, quote, get rid of the carbon. We are carbon. Unbelievable. That's just that stack here. 20 nations banning the AstraZeneca vaccine, which, again, I noticed even enemy publications going along with that saying, ban it, ban it, ban it. That's to make mRNA look safe when it's the real one killing people in mass from Moderna and from Pfizer. And I'm not saying take the other ones as well. They are virus vector vaccines that inject viruses directly into your cells to reprogram your body. Simply insane. And again, it's too evil to fail. Once they get society to sign on to this, the schools, the lawyers, the doctors, they won't be able to admit they were part of a massive crime.
And so as, just like they got away with giving hundreds of millions of boys autism with the vaccines, now when they kill billions, a lot of people die right when they get the shot, but most people are going to be sterile. They're going to develop cancer. By the way, I have a stack of news articles, a stack of news articles confirming, absolutely admitted, that the mRNA vaccine causes cancer. Major prestigious reports from major universities that we'll cover at the bottom of the hour. By the way, I sent that to the producer. They may have given it to me. I did not see it in my stacks. I sent you the university reports about mRNA is what turns on cancer, not DNA. Basically, DNA doesn't ever produce cancer, they've now discovered. They've done this for decades. It's mRNA. And when they put fake mRNA in that has any errors, it is what causes the cancer. So, again, almost all cancer is viral. That's all viruses are, is pieces of RNA and mRNA. And that's mainline science. And so the globalists know this. So they're injecting you with something that turns off proteins in your body that block cancer. So I'm going to be reading that report coming up for you today. There it is. In a twist, scientists find cancer drivers hidden in RNA, not DNA. Read the whole article. They admit that almost all cancer, in fact, they say they can't find it in DNA. Before they were saying, oh, it's mistakes in your DNA. No, when you have a certain type of DNA, it's more susceptible to the keys that are the mRNA. Certain viruses can get into your DNA when you, quote, have those defects. But all that means is you're not designed to be running into those type of things. But here's Bill Gates in mass running all this. He says he wants to depopulate you. Here is the open articles admitting, oh, in Politico, how wonderful. How glorious. How fantastic it's going to be once all of the people are gotten rid of. There's a looming solution to all of humanity's problems. By 2024, most men will no longer be able to reproduce. And we all know that men are the problems. Men have to be gotten rid of. Here's the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, one of the most respected in the world, an article 3 years ago. You just spent hours doing your own research that it is the mRNA is basically the sole source of cancer. What is mRNA? It is a virus. What is the AstraZeneca vaccine? A virus injected in. What is the Johnson & Johnson's? It is a virally delivered vaccine carrying the viral payload. Two viruses combined. Into your DNA to program it to kill itself. And they're telling you in the Wall Street Journal and NBC, you know, everyone's going to be dead soon. You're all going to die. The earth is going to be free of the humans, free of the humans. And a little demonic elf, Bill Gates, is like, dancing around. And we are just watching all of this unfold on a mass scale, ladies and gentlemen. So I ask you again. When are you going to wake up out of the trance? When are you going to come out of it and realize you're under attack, that they are incrementally bringing you into the system, and that we need men and women to be leaders and educate themselves and say no? We have thousands and thousands of scientists and virologists and geneticists and doctors and nurses, the thousands that have gone public I know of saying this is a nightmare, this is death, this is insane, this has got to be stopped. And then on the other side, what protects you? The vitamins, the minerals, the D3, the zinc, the C. Oh, they don't want that known. Oh, the FBI raids doctors that are telling their patients, protect yourselves with vitamin C. Well, the UN didn't say you could tell somebody that. FBI G-men with machine guns. Because you're going to take your death shot. You're going to take it, and you're going to develop cancer, and the FBI is going to be there to make sure you and your children die and never speak up too much while you're dying. It doesn't matter if India bans the mRNA Pfizer. Oh, remember the big fact check? Guys, print that for me. Oh, actually, I did. I printed it myself this morning. I forgot it was right over here. This didn't age too well, did it? This didn't age too well a few weeks ago, February 20th. Newsweek fact check claims India vaccine ban mostly false while admitting de facto ban, says Alex Jones is a liar, and then admits it's sponsored by Bill Gates, who's banned in India. Remember that? Oh, and now here we are a month later, That's a little less than a month later. Here we are, 3 weeks later, and it's been banned in more countries than some of the other vaccines because they're not. But see, it's America under Chinese attack, under globalist attack. So we're going to take it. And your 501c3 devil churches are going to tell you to have a passcode to come in and a QR code. And you got to have the shot, the mark of the beast, to sit there while that devil preacher, probably a big fat pedophile, he sits there and tells you to submit to everything because the pedophile in chief, the zombie in chief, the walking undead monster demon, Lord Joseph Biden says so. Unbelievable. I haven't even hit the vaccine news yet. There's just so much to cover. So much to hit. So much to break down today. I am your host, Alex Jones. You might want to warn people about this. You might want to blow the whistle. You might want to spread the links while you still can to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Has everybody figured it out yet? I was just reading their documents before they were public, before they were promoted. Now it's all out in the open, baby. You're all Alex Jones now, or you're all Bill Gates. Choose a side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the broadcast that David Rockefeller hated while he was alive. It's the broadcast that Ted Turner and Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and all the eugenicist Nazis, all the race baiters, cannot stand. We are on air thanks to you, and I'm very, very thankful. Next segment, I'm going to hit the science, the facts, the breaking news, directly linking the mRNA vaccines to turning off your cells so that they develop cancer. And that's why you notice they tell you, hey, if you get lumps all over your body, lumps in your uterus, if your lymph nodes get really, really sick, when you take this, don't worry about it. You don't have cancer. Because normally a doctor would tell you you had lymphatic cancer with the symptoms that you get. Well, we happen to have major scientific institutes and universities saying that this actually is giving you cancer. And you're like, why would they do this? Well, they got to get rid of us. They've been testing so far. They don't just shoot up poor people and black people and third world people. They want to kill everybody, but they want to kill you in a year, 6 years, 10 years. Every person is different, and then they'll just claim it's something else causing it. It's called a soft kill weapon, silent weapons for quiet wars. There's Pentagon papers on that if you'd like to go look that up. But here's the Wall Street Journal last year looking forward to the end of humanity, saying humanity will be exterminated. It is a wonderful, good, loving thing. And again, today it's in Politico celebrating that we will have no more children by 2045 unless they're genetically engineered, and just saying it's so good. And that chemicals are making the boys all effeminate, and that the girls are getting cancer. And it's just fun, and it's good because we're all bad. Okay, so we're going to be getting into all of that. But let me read you this first. I meant to cover this yesterday. And since I didn't cover it, I said, well, let me just send it to a bunch of national talk show hosts I like. And I sent it off to some folks, and I got some good responses back. And they said, yeah, we're gonna definitely look into this and use this. One great talk show host said, I'm going to steal this from you. And I said, well, you can't steal it from me because it's the truth, and I didn't write it. Irishman 1776 did in the video I did Sunday about Marvelous Marvin Hagler dying, his organs liquefying, sadly, one day after he took the mRNA vaccine, similar to what happened to Hank Aaron. So if we can put up the live show feed name of the broadcast today, well, we'll go to that in a moment. It's on Infowars.com, the live show feed. There it is. Politico celebrates end of humanity, total sterilization by 2045. Wow, that's quite a headline. Top scientists directly link mRNA vaccines to infertility in women. Of course, we should add cancer. Also, top vaccine scientist warns world to halt all COVID vaccines immediately or uncontrollable monster, quote, will be unleashed. Now, let's go ahead and read what Irishman 1776 said. And the reason I put the headline of the show up is we're going to add what the Irishman 1776 said, and you can read this. It's all true. This is all public information. It's prima facie on its face. And we're going to post what he said in the live show feed of the broadcast today where Politico is celebrating the end of humanity. So you can share this because a lot of the crew saw this morning and said, you know, I'm going to give this to my family. What would happen if you went to Infowars.com and copied it, put it in email, and told other people to share it and pay it forward? We might actually turn around this globalist extermination operation, which, again, they claim is to save the earth. The truth is they want to take the earth over, play God, merge the machines. If we continue to move forward, we will develop technologies we have that are clean and good. We'll go interstellar. They're trying to stop that. But let's read what the Irishman, 1776, said. Here are 12 important questions and answers before considering getting vaccinated. If I get vaccinated, can I stop wearing a mask? Government, no. That's all true. If I get vaccinated, will the restaurants, bars, schools, fitness clubs, hair salons, etc. reopen, and will people be able to get back to work like normal? Government, no. If I get vaccinated, will I be resistant to COVID? Government, maybe, we don't know exactly, but probably not. If I get vaccinated, at least I won't be contagious to others, right? Government, no. The vaccine doesn't stop transmission. If I get vaccinated, how long will the vaccine last? Government, no one knows. All COVID vaccines are still in the experimental stage. Yeah, Pfizer just published to its shareholders that it's never going to work. You'll get five shots a year, as Gates said last year. It's all planned. They're just rolling it out now. And that it's a common cold, so they can never defeat it, which is great. It's an enemy they can't ever stop. It's an endless war on you. If I get vaccinated, can I stop social distancing? Government, no. If my parents, grandparents, and myself all get vaccinated, can we hug each other again? Government, no. So what's the benefit of getting vaccinated? Government, hoping that the virus won't kill you. Are you sure the vaccine won't injure or kill me? Government, no. If statistically the virus won't kill me, 99.7% survival rate, why should I get vaccinated? Government, to protect others. So if I get vaccinated, I can protect 100% of people I come in contact with. No. By the way, it's way lower than 99.7. That's if you actually contract it and got it, which only 0.1% even get it, then you have a 99.7% survival rate. You understand, it's even lower than that. So if I get vaccinated, can I protect 100% of people I come in contact with? Government, no. If I experience a severe adverse reaction, long-term effects still unknown, or die from the vaccine, will I or my family be compensated from the government vaccine manufacturer or the government? Government, no. The government and vaccine manufacturers have 100% zero liability regarding this experimental drug. They gave it to themselves. So to summarize, the government controlled globalist push COVID-19 vaccine does not provide immunity, does not eliminate the virus, does not prevent death, does not guarantee you won't get it, does not stop you from passing it on to others, does not eliminate the need for travel bans, does not eliminate the need for business closures, and does not eliminate the need for lockdowns. It is a total, gigantic, complete galactic fraud. And there it is. We'll take this live segment later and add it to the page at band.video and the live show feed so you can share this video of the breakdown. But I suggest you just share the text of it now at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com in the live show feed with everyone you know and this live link. Or roll over and die. Separately, we only have 2 days left. It will end on Thursday morning. Free shipping store-wide will end in the next 48 hours. And that means you're also not going to be able to get Down and Out Liquid Sleep Aid, 40% off with the free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the free shipping. Terminal Vitality, 40% off with the free shipping. InfoWars Privacy Pouches at over 50% off with the free shipping. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off with free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with free shipping. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue, 50% off free shipping. That all ends in the next 48 hours, except for this item that's been sold out for 3 months that just came back in 2 days ago. Brain Force Plus, the great nootropic brain boost pill with all the known elements and compounds that healthily give you more mental clarity, stamina, and mental agility and focus, just absolute clarity. So whether you're a college student taking tests or a long-haul truck driver or a school teacher or a doctor or a nurse, a farmer, whatever, it's great. Folks love it. Thousands of five-star reviews, back in stock. Brainforce Plus, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Those big sales are all going away except for Brainforce. That'll be our new big sale because we got a big shipment of that in at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can order. Now, when we come back, the public plan to murder you and your family. Now all public. Everything I told you, now completely public. Stay with us.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, how about blasting off asleep? It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Destroy everything. He's, I mean, you notice drunk is, but still stumbling forward, more blood. As he falls down, they go, our God must be lifted back up. And more blood of the innocent. sell the baby parts, arrest the reporters that expose for keeping babies alive, beat the hospitals with their bodies, have the Pepsi taste testing systems be based on fetal tissue, all demonic systems, genetically engineer all the crops, overthrow creation, more blood. That's good old Alex Jones channeling the spirit of the world. You can dial right into it. You can too. That's why you got to have God and the Holy Spirit to block it. And that's why so many people are now resonating with just that. Energy, destroy and kill and overthrow creation. I'm going to break more of it down as Politico and everybody announces the end of humanity and they celebrate no more children within the next two decades, three decades. And you're like, why are they saying this all openly? Why are they attacking our children? Why are they so satanic? Because they're dialed into the transmission. Now, here is a report I did, or a group of reports, 11 years ago in 2010, laying out the Rockefeller Foundation plan to sterilize you through vaccines, which they said would they would claim were antiviral and anti-cancer. Here it is. In its 1968 yearly report, the Rockefeller Foundation acknowledged funding the development of so-called anti-fertility vaccines and the implementation of mass scale. From page 51 onward, we read, and remember, one of Bill Gates' uncles, Bill Gates' dad, headed up Planned Parenthood. They worked for the Rockefellers. We've confirmed that. And this 100-plus billion that these 40 billionaires have put in, $38 billion from the Gateses, $38 billion from Buffett, some more billions added by these other billionaires. The Rockefeller Foundation is running this. And remember the Times of London headline, billionaires meet in secret to plan population control, population reduction. And at the end of the article, it talks about a world government to carry this out. What does eco-science cover? And it says several types of drugs are known to diminish male fertility, but those have been tested have serious problems with toxicity. Yeah, bisphenol A. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. Now, the media is going to tell you how much they love you and how they love your La Infusora and your La Reconquista. It's just because they want to destroy the United States and drive down the wages. Do you actually want to read about how they want to kill you? Maybe some of you do, maybe some of you don't. Maybe it feels too good to be murdered slowly by the globalists. Okay, don't say you weren't warned. They go on to say, using vaccines to reduce male fertility was something that needed to be investigated further, according to Rockefeller Foundation, because both the oral pill and the IUD were not sustainable for mass-scale distribution. And, of course, they want to do it by stealth. Oh, get your flu shot. Oh, you know, half of you will never have kids. The other half will have reduced. See, it's got to be soft kill. It can't hit everybody or be too noticeable. But they're testing how much they can get away with right now. We are faced with the danger within the next few years. These two modern methods for which such high hopes have been held will, in fact, turn out to be impractical on a mass scale. The possibility of administering hormone preparations to reduce fertility was also mentioned, although, states the report, they have been known to cause bleeding problems, which may limit their usefulness. People notice how bad it is. A simpler management or renewable subcutaneous implant of these hormones has been suggested, but whether or not the same difficulties would result has not been determined. And remember, they deployed all of this later, saying that research thus far has been too low grade to produce any sustainable results. The report was adamant. The foundation will endeavor to assist in filling this important gap in several ways, seeking out and encouraging the development of and providing partial support to a few centers of excellence in universities and research institutes in the United States and abroad in which the methods and points of view of molecular biology are teamed with the more traditional approaches of embryology, endocrinology, and research pertinent to the development of fertility control methods. Yeah, they want to hit those babies in the womb. Kind of like the UN programs worldwide where they only want to help the pregnant women. They come give them shots.
And they all have
well, there you go. It goes on and on and on and on. They tried to expunge all this off the internet, but now they failed as everyone is searching their hard drives, searching their computers, going to PrisonPlanet.tv that has a whole archive for free, and digging into it and sharing it with the world as we go from their own documents. You have State Department Memorandum 200, where Kissinger said we got to kill the third world as well using chemicals in the water. But here we are in the year 2021, and they use genetically engineered vaccines to go in and turn off the gene that suppresses tumors, and then you get cancer. They then go in and set the body to attack the protein that's in the placenta so the baby never comes to term. And it goes on and on and on and on, over and over and over and over and over again. So a lot of people ask Jones, why do you get so mad? Sometimes, Jones, why do you drink too much? So I'll go months not drinking, months drinking. It's because this gets to me, folks. I mean, you think I'm happy about all this? You think it's fun to be right about all this? You think it's fun to be the target when you've been exposing it, number one? And then the frustration of watching people go around like sheep buying into all of this. You think the Texas governor's in on this? No. You think Joe Biden's even in on this? No. Joe Biden does what he's told. It's the Rockefellers, it's the Rothschilds, it's the globalists. And Bill Gates works directly under the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. Operation Lockstep was Event 201, was Operation Crimson Contagion, which I will cover tomorrow. It's just so complex and so important. I procrastinated on it because I wanted to read hundreds of pages of stuff on it, and I've gone over it. But guys, give me the folder on Crimson Contagion. I want to make sure that we hit that tomorrow because that's so critical. And I'm going to open the phones up for much of the show tomorrow for medical workers to call in unfiltered and tell us what you see happening with the COVID vaccine. Oh, first call. I'm a medical doctor. 22 of my patients died from taking it. It's not just him saying that. I've got all the articles right here. This is conditioning us to accept mass death. And so there's the Rockefellers in the 60s going, we need to sterilize people. Well, now they've learned fertility is so strong, unless you remove the sexual organs, it's best just to kill people. That's why Brzezinski, before he died, gave that speech to CFR in Canada, their CFR, and said, it is now much easier, instead of propagandizing a million people, to kill a million people. We have passed the point of being able to convince them. Now it is time to kill them. His daughter is married to Psycho Joe. He's not being found with dead interns with their brains bashed out. He's up there calling for forced inoculations. Know your enemy. You know, I just quoted Zbigniew Brzezinski. Go look it up. It is time to move forward against them. There is no convincing them now. It is easier to kill them. And he goes on, it will be good to convince them. You will not win this fight. Only killing them will work now. And we're just supposed to go, oh, okay. I have like the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. They all call me up. They go, what do you mean that this is violent, the vaccines, that people have a right to defend themselves against an overt offensive assault? Are you calling for people to be violent? I'm like, no. I think we should be given experimental vaccines and forced to do it and watch people die in mass. I'm glad Hank Aaron's dead. I'm glad Marvelous Marvin Hagler's dead. I'm glad nursing homes up to 10% of the people are dead from it. It's wonderful. You're good people. Hell, look at you right here telling us you're killing us in the Wall Street Journal and Politico. Thank you. I think Bill Gates has a right to kill every damn one of us. Anybody that stands in his way should be killed by the FBI.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
On our knees, licking bubbles boots. We're going to win and fight on our feet. What a time to be alive. The enemy's gone from beta to their attack. And I'm very proud of the Alex Jones broadcast, which isn't just Alex Jones. It's this great crew. It's our affiliates. It's our sponsors. It's the listeners. It's the people that pray for this transmission. So I mentioned all of this, and if you think I'm kidding, you got to go read it for yourself. There's a whole bunch of news articles out today that dovetail the ones that came out last year in establishment publications. And when you look at who Elaine Shattart is, and when you look at who Adam Kirsch is, all these people are globalists. It's like the guy that had the big article in the NBC News saying, we'll get rid of all humans by law, merge the machines, humans are evil. Well, you know, he's a top globalist that wants to depopulate people as well. So it's all the same crew creating the dystopia, making you as depressed as possible. It's their main mission. And then saying, we're looking forward to the end of humanity. But here's the latest out of Politico. No more babies. The hormone-altering chemicals threatening human procreation. You think, oh, gosh, they're on our side. Wait till you read more. Sperm counts are set to reach zero in 2045. Leading scholar Shauna Shawn says, there's a looming solution to all of humanity's problems. Oh, really? What's that? By 2045, most men, this is 20-something years from now, may no longer be able to reproduce because of the impact of hormone-affecting chemicals that it says are sterilizing amphibian life, fish life, mammal life, and confusing the sexual preference. And, of course, the media is there to say, oh, your little boy has the different chemicals in him. Some things happen in utero. Tell him he's a girl. And then we'll remove those genitals to make sure, even though we reduce their fertility and their size by 90%, we gave him that little micro penis. Now we're going to cut it completely off. We're not mutilators. We're not mad scientists. Just look at the deputy head of Health and Human Services. Why, he's a scary psycho dude in a wig up there on TV talking about your 5-year-old's genitals.
Liberal. It's so liberal.
They should have like a new Hellraiser movie, but in like reality, have real Hellraisers. And as long as they say they're liberal, they should be chopping kids up and slicing necks and murdering. And it's just like, we're here to help you. Your doctor's here. It's Dr. Gates. And as long as Pinhead wore a pink sweater. Can somebody in graphics put pink sweaters on the Hellraiser crew of demons? As long as you put a pink sweater on Oprah Winfrey or Bill Gates, you don't notice what a demon head they are. Just like a demonic black hole opening to another dimension, just wanting to rip your face off. But again, they're all on record wanting to depopulate the planet. But Oprah Winfrey's going to fight the racism, oh, of the royals, when they're the whole group directing it. Let's continue, though. Yeah, just put a pink sweater on. That's all we need. And then it would be okay. Well, then you can have Pinhead babysit your children. I'm here for your children's future. I want the genitals. Oh, thank you. We'll have our children sit in your lap. You know, this guy isn't scary. Let's show some of the drag queen story time people. Much scarier than Pinhead. But it's okay. Pink sweater. There you go. Hello. Yeah, I want to kill everybody. Yeah, all the scientists look at the vaccine, say it'll sterilize you or kill you. No, big one, you have cancer's fun. It's liberal. Sorry. Let's continue. A top scientist warns that the world that halt all COVID-19 vaccinations immediately or uncontrollable monster will be unleashed. We're going to have Mike Adams on about the top admitted scientist, Gert Vandenbosch, who's worked at the highest levels of university science, all of it, coming out and warning the world that this is a takeover, a mass kill program. And again, you know, here's Politico, here's the New York Times telling you everybody's becoming sterile, that the chemicals are confusing the not just the genitals, but the olfactory nerve and the nose, so that male frogs, male men are attracted to the smell of other males. This is all chemical warfare. Remember the Pentagon gay bomb? The plan to spray Iraqi troops with chemicals that would make them start having gay orgies they found in animal studies. Yes, that's how strong these chemicals are. Just type in Pentagon planned gay bomb. You'll get BBC News. Just click web. It's an old story. And then they had Operation Gay Sex. I'm not joking. Was a plan to put out ideas that Saddam and Fidel Castro were gay to, quote, undermine them with their people. Here, I'll show you. All you got to do is type in Pentagon planned gay bomb. Click news, and you'll get it. There it is, Wikipedia, the gay bomb. Now, let's just continue. So, and again, then they make it fashionable and trendy as you become sterile, as there's no one left, and as everyone dies. What are the sperm telling us? New York Times. Scientists want to send 335 million seed sperm and egg samples to the moon to create a lunar Noah's Ark, because they're going to exterminate us all here on Earth. CBS News. Agricultural Noah's Ark doomsday seed vault in Arctic to outlast major sea level rise in permafrost warming. the new deal has already arrived thanks to COVID, world government takeover. And here's the big article I was mentioning. Danish Ethics Council recommends legal gender change for 10-year-olds that they can convince are another sex, even though they're not at the age of consent. Well, they can't have sex with them by law. They can chop their genitals off if they can convince them. You know, if a pervert can convince your 10-year-old to get in a van with them, they go to prison. But if they can be the government and send a high priest male dressed as a woman, that's not creepy at all, like a science fiction nightmare, It the Clown movie. No. Then they can actually chop them off or put them on chemicals. See how liberal it is? U.S. Army considers scrapping general neutral fitness test as majority of women fail. Oh, lowering standards. I thought women are equal. Well, they're certainly not equal when it comes to physical stamina, but men can't have babies either. But Twitter will ban you if you say that, or if you say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now, let's continue yet again. In a twist, scientists find cancer drivers hiding in RNA, not DNA. Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. If you don't know who they are, they're one of the top 4 cancer research facilities on planet Earth. And you can read the whole article. If you just type in mRNA, RNA drives cancer, you'll get thousands of reports and studies. But this is just the one I have here. And this is them before the whole COVID thing, saying they cannot find where DNA is causing cancer. It's actually not true. It's not malfunctions you quote have. It is viruses getting in that are able to reprogram it, giving you cancer. Most cancer is viral. And what they call the vaccine is cancer, is a cancer virus. That's what it is. And I've got experts coming on that later. So when Biden says after he defeats COVID, he's going to defeat cancer. Oh, yeah. Talk about in your face. Again, this article, world weighs risk of COVID vax, blood clot fears, shot banned in 20 nations. And remember, they had, big articles that we were full of it and we were liars and we were evil and nobody banned any vaccines. We were just lying to you, even though it was true what we said about Pfizer being banned in India. Well, now it's moved on to the AstraZeneca. Biden calls on local preachers, doctors to promote vaccines. Oh, yes, because they're doctors now. I mean, hell, you don't need Dr. Gates to do it. Now we have the preachers to do it. It's religious to take the mark from our new priest, Joe, who can barely talk Biden. Professor Warren's Post-Corona Society is a national obedience contest. Yes, it's a IQ test. It's a eugenics test. It's an obedience dog training situation. Oh, wait till I hit how COVID's totally short our economy and China's bigger than ever and won't even ship our containers back to us because everybody's having to buy from China now because the whole world's locked down. This is just totally having China take over economically, all perfectly planned with precision. And all over the Western world, they're sending Stasi police into bars to see if you touch hands or kiss. Yes, this is really happening. This is not a dystopia. This is reality. Oh, but British Airways boss calls for vaccinated travelers to fly without restrictions. See, he's your doctor now. Swiss official blames future fourth wave on COVID non-vaccinated people. But the problem is, even NPR admits, COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. And that's what we're going to be breaking down in the third hour with a special guest, because they admit in the literature it's actually giving rise to new super strains. So they're using humans to incubate super strains and have the cells produce new deadly COVID viruses. It was a carrier, you see. The COVID was just a weak virus to scare everybody, something new they could own, but also based on the common cold, so you could never cure it. And then they inject you as a petri dish to breed the viruses, to create proteins that turn off your cancer-fighting systems, and protein blockers that kill the placenta. Devastating weapon. Incredible feat by Lord Gates against humanity. We're going to go to break. Don't forget, we've only got 2 days of free shipping left store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund the operation and our great brain-boosting nootropic, Brainforce Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.